right. Let's see. All right. So this is going to be a regular episode. Thank you for checking out.
Okay. Surprise episode.
The surprise episode. Yeah. God, I guess my breath sound like a little giddy girl. I'm leaving this in there. Fuck it.
This is going to be a great fucking episode. I can tell.
Thank you for... all right, 1, 2, 3, go. Thank you for checking out Real Talk Personal Finance. Shit's about to get real. Cash Flow King with you today. And today, in a surprise, very giddy episode, we have Cube Crusher with us. And the title of today's episode actually stems from a conversation I had with a friend of mine recently who's also a financial advisor that I've been trying to get on the show, but he refuses to come on the show. But question of the day for Cube Crusher and I to talk about is car loan at 5% or 401k loan at 9%? That is the topic of today's show. I'll give you a little background in terms of what he told me. So we were just shooting the breeze and he had a conversation with one of his clients. The guy, he said, is like 55 years old, has like $500,000 with them. Pretty good saver for the most part, you know, and somebody convinced him, I don't even know if I understood, you would know this because you're a truck person, what the fuck is a dually? Somebody convinced him to buy a brand new, or not brand new, I'm sorry, I think maybe it was brand new, yeah. They convinced him to buy a dually, some kind of truck. What is that?
A big fucking expensive truck.
Okay, but like, is it, what makes it a dually? Is it the engine? Is it the tires? Like what?
Dual exhaust, I believe.
That's it?
I don't know.
That
I
is the dumbest
usually
shit.
People call that if it's a very large, or I think they're usually bigger trucks.
Okay. Well,
I don't know though. I mean, I don't think it's, you know, any more expensive than a expensive ass truck anyway.
Well, for some reason, the number that he mentioned, which I thought was fairly cheap, which is why I don't know if it was brand new or not. At one minute I thought he said it was, but the next minute I thought he said it wasn't. But it was he mentioned $35,000. Anyway, so this guy calls him up and he's
fuck, that's cheap.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And maybe he's putting some money down and the loan was just going to be for $35,000. It's probably what it was because the guy is a saver according to what he was saying. Anyway, so he basically said, you know, he always used to tell people back in the day, like interest rates were so low, like just take the loan, you know, take the car loan, basically. Why would you ever take a 401k loan, blah, blah, blah. Well, this guy calls and he's basically like, hey man, should I just go ahead and take a 401k loan and pay myself back at 9%? Or should I pay the dealership or the bank and take the car loan from them at 5%? And I thought it was a really interesting question. We kind of talked through it a little bit. We both had our points about it and I'll let you know where I stand in a little bit, but curious to get your thoughts here.
I mean, if the guy's got $500,000 and it's only $35,000, doesn't really make a fucking difference.
I mean, $500,000 at age 55 is way more than most people have, but at the same time, yeah. It's really not that much money.
Yeah, I
mean,
I guess depending if he has a pension or something. But anyway, I mean, I don't know. I've never really run the numbers on it.
I haven't either. We were just kind of talking off the cuff. I still haven't run the numbers, but
I mean, off the top of my head, of course, too, a lot would depend on how his 401k loan would be set up. But
well, here's how it's set up. You ready?
It seems like it's about 6 one way, half a dozen the other to me.
Yeah, I would say that's probably correct. So because I asked him that, and basically he said the way that they do their loans, just like a normal plan loan, the money comes directly out of the account. The interest, you know, it's 5-year general purpose loan would be the max. He would be able to take the 35 and, or if he wanted more than that, he could take up to, I believe it's 50% cap to 50,000. But it would be at 9%. And when he pays the interest back, it gets credited back into his account. So my initial thought with that was, you know, a couple things. First of all, people always love to say how they're going to pay themselves the interest back, which on a plan loan is true. However, what they often don't think about, and I've not run the numbers on this. I was just talking to him on the phone, just kind of shooting the breeze. And 9%, the whatever amount of interest that ends up being over the life of the loan, assuming he took it out for 5 years, which I could probably do on my phone real quick if we really wanted to. But he's going to pay taxes twice on that, right? Because essentially, you would have to pay any loan back with after-tax dollars. So that's kind of a given, but that's the first time.
Right.
And then when he puts it back in the account and then takes a withdrawal out later, presumably in retirement, he's going to be paying taxes again on the interest that he paid back to himself. So probably a negligible impact, depending on how much interest that ends up being and whether or not he pays it off early and stuff like that. But that was one thing to think about. The second thing I said was, you know, what if the guy, like, what if he had another need for funds? I know you said he's a saver. Quite frankly, for $35,000, if he's that good of a saver, I mean, you know, cash is also or should be an option at age 55, I would think. But I don't know. It was just kind of interesting. And so he leaves himself with very little choice, depending. I think he said that his plan allowed for, they were allowing clients like up to two loans on the plan. Because I was like, if he takes that and shit hits the fan, you know, he can't just go out and get a car loan because something happened or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, he's taking essentially liquidity, quote unquote, away from himself in the form of a 401k loan, and that's money that he can't loan to himself later for something else if something were to come up. But again, you think about somebody like that that's supposedly a good saver and has a bunch of money saved, like they have some sort of a emergency savings, cash position, whatever the case might be, where they're not going to be one of those that needs to take a loan for that purpose. Anyway, spoiler alert on my side, I told him if I were you, I would probably, if I were the guy, I'd probably lean towards the car loan at 5%, because I still think you're arbitraging against the 5%, you know, in terms of opportunity cost and pulling that money out of the plan versus looking at it any other way. Like, if my money on average can earn more than 5%, depending on how I'm invested, that's fine. And he was like, well, yeah, but the client's getting older, you know, and he might want to get more conservative, and therefore his expected rate of return will go down. And he started kind of getting in the weeds.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I would agree with you, especially as far as the shit hitting the fan and just kind of thinking out loud if you, you know, well, of course, I guess you could always not pay the 401k loan back. But if you took that car loan, you know, there's always an opportunity if you get, you know, 6 months, a year into it, that you could try to refinance it out to, you know, another 5 years or a 7 year or something like that. If you needed a lower payment, you would have that option available. And then also, if you just, you know, I think that would basically, it feels to me like it would give you more options. Yeah. If you paid on it for a year or whatever, and then I don't know if, I mean, even after a year, you could decide, well, fuck it, I'm going to take a 401k loan and fucking pay this loan off, and then I'll just pay back my 401k loan. You know, also another thing to consider would be if you have a 401k loan and you get fired from your job, do you owe that money back instantly or not? I think that
he said no. I asked him that. He said they let him pay monthly from their bank account.
Okay. Yeah. So that's something to consider, I guess, if somebody else is thinking about doing this. You know, I guess another thing with the 401k loan would be whatever fee they charge you. There's usually a fee to set one up. I mean, it's pretty negligible. It's 50 or 100 bucks. But,
yeah,
you know, to me, it would feel like taking the car loan would give you a little bit more flexibility. And in this case, since it's not a huge difference either way to me having that flexibility, you know, and I don't think anybody likes to see, you know, more shit coming out of their paycheck than already is with all the taxes and insurance and everything else.
Yeah. Well, he also mentioned, like, he was like, yeah, but, you know, I mean, this is a guy, this is an advisor who always likes to talk about, like, everybody likes to talk about the market, but, you know, well, you know, the market's been doing great, da 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 da, and there's, you know, what if it doesn't continue that way? And what if it ends up returning less than 9% and yada, yada, yada? And I'm like, dude, I'm like, you're not arbitraging the 9%. You're arbitraging the 5%. I just like the loan. I like the car loan at 5%. That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that I tend to agree. And then, like you said as well, you still have, you know, a nice little slush fund that you can rip some money out of if you need to for something.
Yeah. I mean,
your 401k slush fund.
This is, by the way, to the listeners, this is not, I'm actually going to try to do this on my phone while we're on here now, because now you got me curious. But this is not advice by any means. We're not saying to or not to take a loan from your 401k plan, but just kind of talking through some options here. All right, let me see. If the number was,
I mean, realistically, if he paid that much down, I mean, he could even, I mean, I don't know. I guess it doesn't really matter if he plans on keeping the truck, but, you know, get a longer term loan. $35,000 for a truck's pretty fucking cheap.
So yeah, I think he was putting some money down. Yeah, I think he was.
So he won't be underwater or anything.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. I mean, not that you want to take a super, super long loan, but some people do sometimes, you know, you can go however long you want to. I don't know what they're up to now. I think there's some places that probably let you do 120 months. But
that's what I was going to say. Yeah, I would think so. A little 10-year ski on that.
Yeah, not recommended. $35,000 at 5% interest for 60 months, according to this app here, comes out to you're going to pay a total of $4,629 in interest. And if you took the same $35,000 at 9% and you also did that over 5 years, again, this is without stretching the payment on the car loan, but trying to make a somewhat apples-to-apples comparison here, and I'm trying to bring up another calculator. This one is showing total interest paid of $85.92 and change. So we have 401k loan at 9%. You're going to pay $8,592 in interest, quote unquote, to yourself. And then on the car loan, you're going to pay $4,629. So what's the difference there? Just under $4,000, $30,963. You would pay that much more in interest into the 401k plan versus what you would pay in terms of the car loan. And, you know, then you got to look at, okay, well, if I'm going to pay $8,592 in interest on the 401k loan and I pay that back to myself and that money eventually makes its way back into the plan and then that money gets invested and presumably that money grows, then when I go to take that money out, what am I going to be paying taxes on? Because I'm going to pay taxes on it a second time. What does that look like? And just off the base amount of the $85.92, you're looking at just over $1,700 at a 20% effective tax rate, just over $1,700 in additional tax that you're going to, like, basically you're taxed a second time to the tune of $1,700. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would probably just do the car loan and,
yeah, I mean, because when you look
on with life,
yeah,
you can probably get a better deal too if you finance the car through the dealership or something.
And I think that's why it was, he said it was around five or something like that, which it's not terrible in today's environment, but obviously you'd like to see the numbers even less than that as far as that goes.
But, yeah, I mean, yeah, five isn't bad. I don't even know what mine is. It's below five.
Yours is in the fours, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, what'd you do, an 84 month ski?
I don't fucking remember. Yeah, it sounds about right. How many years is that? Seven?
Like, no.
What's 7 years?
7 years, yeah, 7 years.
Yeah, so five, six, yeah, seven. That's probably right.
Yep. But don't forget, you're going to keep your truck for, what is it?
25 years. Or no, hold on. We have a bet. Yeah,
We do have a bet.
What was it till, I think it was, was it 2030 or 2035?
I don't know. I don't know if I have the text saved. I just know we bet a bunch.
I don't know. I mean, I've already won the bet. I mean, I'm not getting rid of the truck.
Well, then I'll buy you a buffalo chicken sandwich or whatever. Fine. But I don't know. Yeah, that's funny. I swear you said 20 years, but I could be wrong.
Oh, I mean, I'll have it for 25 minimum.
There's no way.
What the fuck? How would I not? Okay, listeners, fucking tell Cashflow King. I've now had my truck for, 14 months-ish, I think? And I have, I don't know, I think it's barely over 6,000 miles. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, half of it, what's the average, 12 to 15,000 miles a year, something like that?
Yeah, and I'm usually about 5,000 miles a year. So 25 years.
You're going to get tired of it, though. Things are just going to break. Like, your bearings and, like, trucks are big and fucking heavy and shit, you know?
Yeah, I haul shit, you know? I can haul shit. Yeah. Fucking put your little Audi in the fucking bed of my truck and carry it around like a baby.
I have a dually squared then, apparently, because I have quad exhaust on that thing. Double, bitch.
Yeah, double bullshit.
Well, I was going to say something else, too. Now I forgot what the hell I was going to say. We're kind of off topic. But I think that this is half the reason I think people listen to the show. I don't know if you've heard it yet or not. I don't even know if it came out yet. I think it did. There was a guy who, All Things Audio, who left a review. Did you hear that yet?
No, can't say I have.
All right. Well, shout out to All Things Audio again. There was a guy that left a review for the show and pretty much was talking about how he doesn't like finances and basically how entertaining we are. And here, I found it. I'm not going to lie. I'm not super interested in finances, but this guy easily explains some things that everyone should know and makes it interesting. The guests also seem knowledgeable and have some good perspectives that they add. We'll continue to listen. Fuck yeah. 5 stars, baby. So,
hey, do you think that was that guy that installed your speaker system in your old car?
I highly doubt it.
Yeah, that I guy fucking he, rocks.
He falls into unbanked and underbanked, I'm pretty sure. For those that don't get that joke, you need to become premium subscribers and listen to the ATM cash flow debate.
Premium!
We just recorded that show before this one, which is why I was pretty giddy coming into this show. I just couldn't stop laughing. Because we went from like the premium episode, which is pretty raw, uncut, whatever, and then, you know, how to do the intro for the normal episode. We should just make them all like the premium ones and just get right into it. No fucking intros. But all right. Well, anyway, yeah. So like I said, my buddy called me and we were talking. He's like, hey, what do you think about this client? And we were just shooting the breeze about it. And I figured while we were on here, I'd get your perspective and throw a little quick one out there to the listeners. So feel free to
everybody go get a truck.
No, don't get a truck. Email the show. Listen to the show, too. But then you can email us if you want. RealTalkPersonalFinance@gmail.com. What would you do? Would you take a car loan at 5% or a 401k loan at 9%? Obviously, we don't know everything there is to know about this guy. It was my buddy's client. I just know what I mentioned on the show. I know what he told me. There's probably more considerations than what we're talking about here. We're kind of just recording this off the cuff. But just an interesting thing to think about because, you know, there's a lot of people right now that are thinking about things like this. So thought it would be interesting to throw out to the listeners. And that's all I got on this one. You good?
I'm good.
All right. We will see you in the next episode.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.